It's Tuesday, and that means that our food fairy godmother is back with me on a Zoom call, but this is a very special Tuesday, because you know we've been doing this one ingredient lockdown challenge, and we've been choosing the healthy ingredients, the good ones, quote unquote, but Izelle Hoffman is here to talk about that. She's also here to talk about chocolates. Chocolates! All the chocolates! Hello, Izelle!
Hi there, Danny. How are you doing on International Chocolate Day today?
I was just going to say to you, thank goodness you are in my life, because without you, I wouldn't have known that it was International Chocolate Day, and then I wouldn't have eaten two Easter eggs that I found in the back of the sweet cupboard.
I know. It defeats the whole purpose of today's recipe, Danny, but I'm going to pretend like I didn't hear that at all.
No, but you know what? I need a redo, because the Easter eggs had already gone like a kind of grayish white color when I ate them, but I was still going to eat them. I wasn't not going to eat them. But you are going to tell us all about good chocolates, because apparently there's good chocolate.
Well, yes, I think there's good chocolate in the sense of there is a couple of brands, chocolate specifically in slab form, that I do love consuming. So for those of you that's interested in knowing what's the only chocolate slab Izelle would be consuming, go and have a look on my social pages. This specific chocolate is made without any dairy, sweetened with raw honey, and of course also made with love. It's even stated on the wrapper. So that is completely a guilt-free situation of chocolate indulgence in the form of a slab. But when it comes to, you know, chocolate decadence and things like that, yes, Danny, like, I can't stress it enough, people need to start reading labels and realize that cacao, and sometimes it's the processed form cocoa, is usually where the chocolatiness in any chocolate flavored dessert or drink comes from. And just by, you know, knowing the difference between cacao and cocoa is already one step in the right direction, because raw cacao, the C-A-C-A-O one, that's how you spell it, that is actually the unfiltered, unprocessed, good quality one that's, you know, so potent with antioxidants and is my favorite source of calcium.
But cocoa is still cacao, is still chocolate, right? They're all kind of, they all come from one thing. It's just one is less processed and one is more processed than the other.
Yes, 100%. Okay. You will even see that if one day when we're back in studio and I'm sitting next to you, we can even do the cacao test, where we can, you know, put raw cacao nibs and then we put cocoa powder and, you know, certain chocolate flavors of powders and flours and things like that. And you'll actually realize that raw cacao is actually not so dark and intense in color. So that's why I always love saying in my recipes, if you love going for the dark chocolate sort of sensation or that sort of look, you can make a double dark proper heap tablespoon, for instance, instead of a normal tablespoon, purely because it doesn't have that already a little bit of a sweetness and an intense chocolate color that the processed one would have, because the cocoa powder is already slightly sweeter than raw cacao. Just a little, you know, a bit of a difference already there. So before you've even added anything to sweeten up your chocolate dish with whatever you are making, just have a taste at the quality of the cocoa or cacao powder that you are making use of. And eventually your taste buds is really going to tell you what the difference.
So I tried these smart ones shortly after talking to you for, I think, our very first podcast. And I rushed out and I went and I bought raw cacao. And it is not the same thing as putting like chocolate cocoa mix in a cup with milk and drinking it, because it's bitter and you have to like actually do the work. So can you tell me quickly, you shared last week this recipe, but can you just talk me through how can I use cacao to make hot chocolate or use it every day to get the benefits, which we'll talk about, without that bitterness?
So let's maybe, because it is winter, it's quite cold. And if I have listened to the weatherman correctly, I think it's going to get even colder towards the weekend. So let's talk about hot chocolate, for instance. Now, the way I prepare hot chocolate, first of all, you need to sort of, you know, add the cacao to the room temperature or cold almond milk and start stirring it and allow it to evenly heat up with the milk, because you want that almond milk base, for instance, that you are using to really get infused with, you know, first of all, the chocolatiness and all the goodness that the raw cacao contains. Then second of all, I always add a drop or two of caramel essence. If you don't have caramel essence, vanilla essence is also ideal. It just sort of softens up that harsh taste that you are talking about. Mm-hmm. And then a pinch of salt is always important. Why? Because it's going to enhance the chocolatiness from the raw cacao, but it's also going to enhance the sweetness that we're going to be adding next. In this case, it's going to be raw honey. Now, I absolutely love sweetening any and everything with raw honey. You should know that by now. So, of course, for vegans and vegetarians out there that maybe don't make use of honey, you can always use agave or maple syrup, of course. Just bear in mind, those two elements don't have all the health benefits that you can find in a good quality raw honey. And then yes, absolutely love my collagen, so I add a scoop of collagen to that, and then I just allow it to slowly heat up. And I promise you, the more you stir it and the more it heats up, before it actually, it's like it fills up the whole little pot. I've got this small little pot that I make use of, and it's a perfect cup, proper cup of cocoa size, basically. So I would assume the pot is 280 mils. And once I'm done with that, I promise you, it's the most creamiest, most beautiful hot chocolate. So the only thing that I think is lacking in your hot chocolate up until now is the bit of effort that you've put in there for yourself.
And the caramel essence, definitely the caramel essence. Every time I go shopping, I'm looking for Izelle Hoffman's caramel essence. Can't you just make a brand for us?
You know, it's so funny you say that, because every Wednesday when I cook with Chef Graham live on my Instagram, currently is still in Scotland, so he's all, you and your caramel essence. There's like caramel essence in any and every sweet thing that you've got in your book. And it's true. I love caramel essence. But let's be honest, who doesn't love, you know, that soft, I don't know, it's hard to explain. If you don't know what caramel essence smells like, people, get out there. Get yourself some and start adding it to, you know, any and everything that you are baking. Because first of all, everyone's going to fall in love with you if you walk into the house and it just smells like divine scrumptiousness. And that really is what caramel essence gives, that wow factor.
Okay, so it is World Chocolate Day and we're talking chocolate. But before we talk about the recipe, what is good about cacao? Because obviously you are mindful about things, and there you always talk about the reasons behind things and the good things that ingredients can do for us. And in your cookbook, Mindful Eating, you do have a lot of great chocolate recipes. So there's got to be a reason behind this.
Yes, Danny. Actually, funny enough, yesterday I started counting them, just, you know, for me. So we started with chocolate puffed rice in the breakfast section, and then there was the chocolate flaxseed flapjacks. And then, you know, there's the sticky chocolate pudding we're going to talk about just now. There's chocolate cake. There's a chili chocolate fillet medallion recipe in there. And there's a roasted sweet potato chocolate smoothie in there. So, yeah, there's quite a lot of chocolates throughout the book. And I think it's quite obvious that I love raw cacao then.
So what is good? What is the benefits of raw cacao for us?
Well, raw cacao contains quite high amounts of antioxidants. And, you know, the reason why I love it so much, another great, fantastic, you know, thing is it reduces your appetite and it also helps with weight loss.
What?
It alleviates a bit of stress, yes. It helps manage your depression and regulates blood pressure. And for me, the main reason why I started using raw cacao specifically is because it's a fantastic source of calcium. And, you know, with my background of osteoporosis and then arthritis, you know, for me, I'm forever looking for sources of calcium because I don't consume dairy. And yeah, I think that's the best excuse I've got for consuming either hot chocolate, a slice of cake, or something chocolatey throughout the day. I even mix, you know, sort of like a breakfast porridge, that raw cacao again is the one of the key ingredients in there, just to make sure I start my day the best way I possibly can.
I love this. I've been putting it in my smoothie in the morning and it really does make a difference. I didn't know though that it helps with appetite and it helps with weight loss. How funny that when you take the raw ingredient, it's really great for you and helps you lose weight. But as soon as you process it, if you eat too much of it, it's going to make you fat.
But Danny, we must actually just talk about that for a second, because I feel like a lot of people need to catch a little bit of a wake-up call. And I really say it with all the love in my heart.
Yeah.
When they look at, for instance, my sticky chocolate pudding recipe, the first impression they're going to get is, oh my word, this must be so jam-packed full of unhealthy calories. And that's sort of where I'm, you know, challenging people, I think, today to say, catch a bit of a wake-up call, start reading labels, and realize to eat healthy does not mean you need to eat bland, colorless, tasteless food. It's just about managing the quality of the ingredients that you are making use of, because all the good quality stuff is the ones that has got all the health benefits. And then, yes, I can literally take my sticky chocolate pudding and I can make it with every single ingredient that's currently in the recipe. And it's going to be the healthiest chocolate dessert that you will find. And I'm not sacrificing taste. In fact, you might even tell me it's tastier than a lot of other chocolate desserts out there. And I can take the same principle of this recipe and replace every single ingredient with an unhealthier ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from a presentation perspective, the two dishes are going to look the same. But what is the difference? Is how your body is going to react with regards to the ingredients being used, and also the effects it's going to have on your body, whether it's the weight, blood pressure, you know, your sugar levels, you know, all those kinds of things. Just by changing key ingredients can really change a dish from being unhealthy to healthy. And remember, just because you're being healthy does not mean you like I say, you go through life without that indulgence, because you are going to feel like you're indulging in this pudding or this dessert once you are eating it, because it's just so good. I call it my OMG moment. You know, I always look for that OMG moment, especially when I make it for guests or people coming over. Like, they take that first bite. Okay, well, Izelle made a dessert. You know, like, how tasty can a healthy dessert really be? And then they pause. And then the eyes go big and they're like, oh, my word, I cannot believe this is healthy. So if I get that reaction, I know the recipe is a keeper. And that's why there's 78 recipes in mind for eating, because every single one of them got me that reaction.
I'm looking at it right now, and if you have Izelle's cookbook Mindful Eating, it's on page 76 and 77 of the cookbook, and this does not look like it's going to be good for you. I promise you, the kids, the husband, the mother-in-law, like Izelle always says, they're not going to know that you're doing them a favor. They're going to just love you because it looks like a real sticky chocolate pudding. Like, it really, really does. But Izelle, I wanted to quickly, before we get into the recipe, people are going to say the normal thing of, but there's almond butter in here, and there is raw honey, and there is X, Y, and Z, and all of these ingredients are really, really expensive. How does Izelle expect me to make this with those ingredients to be healthy when I can't afford it?
Well, first of all, like, you're going to be spending money, whether it is in the dispensary aisle, you know, buying medication to get yourself in a healthier state, or you're going to spend it in the real healthy food aisle, you know, where all the almonds and the almond butters and all that kind of stuff is. Like, you know, a sticky chocolate pudding is not something I make 7 days a week. It's the dessert I'm going to make on a Saturday afternoon if I know I've got maybe someone coming over for dinner, which is not, you know, something I'm going to try and promote right now, currently with lockdown still. But if you feel like you would love to indulge in something over the weekend, make this recipe. For every other day of the week when you really feel like something chocolatey, opt to go for something like your cup of cacao in the evening, because that really hits the nail on the head with regards to sweetness and sort of just, you know, that sweet tooth that you might have, just really satisfying that as well. So just because there's good quality and might be expensive ingredients, it does not mean you need to make this on the daily. You know, remember, if you actually look at the recipe and you look at the amount of ingredients we're using, you get 6 to 8 servings, and that is very generous, 6 to 8 servings, not standard size portions. It's about a portion and a half size-wise with regards to a standard size portion. So yes, you can make it, you can freeze it. When you work the recipe back cost to rand proportion, it's actually the standard amount that you would have paid for an unhealthy chocolate recipe or a cake or something from your local, you know, grocery store.
I am in love with the picture. I'm drooling. I've got to tell you, I'm drooling. And then I drooled even more when I saw that you could put chilies in this recipe. So before we get to the chilies and the sticky chocolate sauce, tell me what's in it and what is good for us that's in it.
Well, Danny, I think let's start with the base, because the base is always so important. There's absolutely no flour in this dish, even though you might think there is. It's gluten-free because the base of this dish is 2 cans of chickpeas that I've rinsed. I've drained them properly. I allow them to dry a little bit, and then I pulp them. So that is the base. So technically, people are eating chickpeas. So if your child did not eat the vegetables on the dinner plate or maybe the lunch plate, just smile and wave and give them dessert, you know, because you on the inside is going to know they're still eating some form of good quality ingredients. And then, of course, we sweeten it with raw honey, antiviral, antifungal, fantastic anti-inflammatory, a little bit of almond butter. And I need to explain why I'm putting that in, because you are looking for that butteriness. You are looking for that creaminess. Think of sort of the consistency of a malfa pudding. You want the sort of the cakiness, but at the same time, the creamy sauciness. And that is the, you know, that idea is what the, well, is the reason why I'm putting the almond butter in there. And then a vanilla essence, some caramel essence, a teaspoon of bicarb of soda. Why am I putting bicarb of soda in? It's an alkalizer. Now, again, ideally, you're going to have this for dessert, which means you might have, if you are like consuming animal-based, you know, proteins, you've eaten something that is causing acidity. By already eating something that's more alkaline, it's going to neutralize some of that excess buildup. And that's what I'm here for, to serve you chocolate pudding afterwards, you know? Then I'll be putting just a little bit, 50 grams of almond flour in there, because we are looking just for that cake-like consistency. And then a proper heaped tablespoon of raw cacao, plus some extra for dusting that you can see on the beautiful picture. We've dusted over. And then I'm just 2 eggs. There's only 2 eggs in this recipe. If you are, again, vegan and you would love to replace the eggs, 2 tablespoons of ground flaxseed diluted in it or mixed with a little bit of water would replace the egg then for you. You can also use banana, but I would not suggest it, except if you are a fan of chocolate banana sort of a combination, because of course the banana is going to give you that slight banana taste. And then for the sauce, again, almond butter, unsweetened almond milk. Always be on the lookout for the correct one. There's a lot of brands out there that contains, you know, sunflower oil, cornstarch, and even sugar. So it sort of defeats the purpose. Then you might as well make use of normal milk if you are consuming milk from a health perspective or an allergy perspective. So just be on the lookout for that. And then again, you know, raw honey to sweeten it, some raw cacao, a little bit of orange salt, caramel essence. And then if you are a fan of a chili chocolate sensation, I dare you to then chop up a chili and add 1 teaspoon of balsamic vinegar to the sauce mix. It transforms this dish into something absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. I promise you, you're going to lick the pan afterwards, and you're going to send me a photo, and you're going to have chocolate on your face, Danny, because you have to lick the pan, the saucepan afterwards. It's absolutely divine. And then, yes, it actually takes not too long to bake either. You're going to, you know, bake it for the first 10 minutes, pour over the sauce, and then bake for another 10 to 15 minutes, and Bob's your uncle.
Oh, wow. So it's super quick. And then also, I was just thinking now while you were talking, having chickpeas in it means that it's like full of protein. So it's actually really, really, really good for you. Really, really good for you.
Exactly. So if you really focus on the amount of chickpeas and the egg that is in there, you know, you can almost skip dinner and just have this.
I was going to say, who needs a pre-workout protein shake? We could just have slices of Ezel sticky chocolate pudding.
Yeah, I think maybe then add the chili to the chocolate just to, you know, speed up the metabolism a little bit.
Okay, no, but jokes aside though, if we wanted to, if we were still this after the first one, we could actually really guilt-free have a second helping of this, because all of the stuff in it is anti-inflammatory, antioxidants, full of protein. It's packed with vitamins, minerals, nutrients. It's good for you, right?
100%. Like when I feel like I'm going to have that extra scoop or that extra portion, I promise you, Danny, it's a bit of a mind game, because if you don't really grasp the concept of mindful eating, you might feel like, oh, wow, you know, I can't eat such a big portion because this is so unhealthy. Because why? Your taste buds is telling you it tastes too good to be healthy. But all in all, like I said, it's a big dessert. It's only made with 2 cans of chickpeas. Now, do yourself a favor next time and take 2 cans of chickpeas before you sort of start pulping them. If you are making this recipe, divide those chickpeas into 8 even portions. And then you're going to realize how little, you know, or how few chickpeas you're actually using per portion.
Yeah.
And that really is the magic about this recipe.
Giselle, just quickly, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about you. You're all about mindfulness, mindful eating, mindful living, mindful ingredient use. And we always talk about, well, not you specifically, but, you know, you hear women especially talk about good food versus bad food. And, you know, when we... Yeah. If we would look at like a sticky chocolate pudding that we would buy from one of those big convenience stores, grocery store, the one we all love, and you go, you buy it, you pop it in the oven, it comes with its sachet of sauce, you pour it over and it's great. But we would look at that as bad food. I wanted to ask you, is there such a thing as bad food and good food? And how can we change our relationship with food so that it's just all okay food?
You know, I think it's very ironic that I'm going to blame marketing, because I've got a marketing degree, funny enough. You know, that's sort of my background. But a very good marketer was sitting behind all of this, because if there's good marketing out there telling you that's full of carbs and it's going to sit on the waistline, then you are going to believe that.
Mm.
You know, if someone takes this exact image in mindful eating and label it with loaded with carbohydrates, which is not, loaded with sugar, which is not again, full of gluten, which is not again, of course you're going to believe it, because your eyes are telling you this should be unhealthy. I believe, you know, we are so brainwashed with what is right and wrong. And there's so like many, what diet is right? What to eat lately? What is the right thing? There's so many like different stories, white news, white noise, meal plans, training programs. Everyone is out there trying to say my program is better. And I firmly believe there is truth in every single diet and meal plan and concept and sort of principle out there, because it comes down to, if you're going to consume more calories than you're going to burn in a day, it has to go sit somewhere. Don't for 1 second think something like almond butter is not calorie dense. So if you're going to 7 days a week eat a kilo of almond butter every day, of course it's going to go sit somewhere. The difference is, yes, you might gain weight from it, but is it going to give you health-related issues down the line? Mm-hmm. Not necessarily, because it's excess calories your body stored for energy to use for later, but it's not toxic calories that's sitting in your body that's going to develop into something else later. That really is the biggest difference for me. So sometimes when people come to me, especially at, you know, shows and events and live demos and things I do, I always try and shy away from questions. What is the quick fix? Or what do you really think of this? Because I'm not here to say paleo is bad or keto is bad or low carb is bad. First of all, it depends on what your lifestyle is, who you are as a person, what kind of genes you have, like, you know, how active you are during the day. So I really do believe people need to stop focusing on other people and start focusing on themselves. And that's where the self-love and the intent with cooking and putting right ingredients in their own bodies, that really is where we're hitting the nail on the head. And I really want people to start focusing on themselves, because any and everything people start with self-love. I mean, that was the inspiration for mindful eating. You know, going through, you know, everything I've been through throughout my whole life up until now, you know, I started not being so confident about my self-image was not the greatest at a stage in my life. And I had to learn to love myself again. And I started doing that by only putting good ingredients in my body. And that really is the inspiration and why I decided to write Mindful Eating.
Mindful Eating is, I promise you, 78 recipes that are going to change the way you look at food and the way you think of food and your relationship with food. And it's going to make your relationship with food a whole lot better. Giselle Hoffman is saving lives with every single one of those 78 recipes. And because she's a really nice person, she's giving one away. If you want a copy of Mindful Eating, all you need to do is SMS Mindful Eating to 37942 and you could be making a sticky chocolate pudding for this weekend. I'm so excited. I'm going to make this. I have two cans of chickpeas. I have chia seeds. I have all of these things. I'm doing it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, chia seeds would be optional, Danny, but you can sprinkle them over if you really want to, okay? You see, Danny, just right, what you did right there was exactly what I want people to do. You must look at my recipe and get inspired to then start adding your own things to it. So if you want to add chia seeds, darling, you're more than welcome to.
Instead of eggs. Isn't that what I do instead of eggs?
Yes, 100%. You can, of course. Oh, yes, because you were talking about
the vegan version.
Yeah. You see, I refer to ground flax seeds earlier. So, yes, of course, you can also make use of chia seeds. Yes.
I see, but I don't. Yes. So, there we go. We were just lost in translation. The plant people and the meat people, we speak a different language.
Oh, it's okay, because both ground flax seeds and chia seeds are fantastic sources of fiber, which means your gut's going to be happy and healthy, your body's going to be happy and healthy, and so is your mind.
I love how we can talk about fiber so openly on the show. Izal Hoffman, so tell me quickly before I let you go, you do a cook-off every Wednesday with Chef Graham Campbell from The Final Table on Netflix. You also do something with Ignition TV. Tell me what's happening on your social media channels this week.
So last week I actually challenged Chef Graham to say the word braai broekie because I thought that was as Afrikaans and as proudly South African as it can get. So we are making my dessert braai bread on my Instagram live tomorrow evening. So for those of you, I promise you it tastes like toasted French toast, for lack of a better word, that you can of course put on, you know, the braai outside. It's fantastic if you go camping, spend time, some time outdoors. There's absolutely no reason why you cannot, enjoy some dessert like when you're out and about and even when you're at home and sitting maybe outside, you know, absorbing some beautiful sunlight. Then brand new Defender for Land Rover is launching this week. So the virtual launch is today and tomorrow. And then, of course, if you're keen to see the fantastic new vehicle, they would be at all dealerships, specifically Centurion, on Thursday and Friday. So on Friday, I'm actually doing a live braai along with Weber, as well as the brand manager for Land Rover Centurion. And we're going to be talking about what makes the new Defender so different and so phenomenal. And then, yes, every Saturday I get to talk to a motorsport personality. I'm talking to David Perrell, proudly South African, living in the UK, and has really made a success of his life so far. Such a great inspiration, self-funded in a way, started karting in South Africa. So if you're into motorsport racing, tune into Ignition TV Facebook page at 12 o'clock on Saturday, but the TV in studio episode would also go out next week on Ignition TV, so also be on the lookout for that. And then I think, yes, it's Sunday and I'm going to take a day for myself because that's what Soulful Sundays is all about.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And tell us, what does Izal Hoffman do on a Soulful Sunday? Do you do everything that we do or do you do other things?
Well, I'm going to say I start my day by having two cups of coffee in bed, good quality premium coffee with almond milk, of course. So the first one never has, contains any raw honey, but the second one always got a half a teaspoon of raw honey, and it's my thing. And then, yes, I spent the day just really investing a little bit in myself from a mental perspective, you know, sort of prep for the week, taking, you know, some time for myself and just resting out, because whether it's COVID and lockdown and everything that's been happening, I've been exceptionally busy in more instances, busier than even before lockdown, because any and everything has moved online and people think, oh, it's just a live interview for an hour, but it's the prepping before and also the cleaning up afterwards, especially all the live cooking demos and things like that. People often don't realize how much preparation go into these things. Also a lot of food styling images, because you can't be, you know, developing recipes and not take the images thereof. Otherwise, Danny, you won't have any images to share on your pages when you talk about sticky chocolate puddings and things like that. So yes, forever busy. I've got a very busy mind and I need to force myself to sometimes just shut down the creativity just a little bit, because otherwise it is all over the place. So for Soulful Sundays, to me is, you know, invest a little bit of love and intent in myself and do something to myself that makes me feel good at the end of the day. And love ending off a day with, you know, a walk outdoors with our beautiful little Mucky Moo speckled sausage, of course. And just really taking in the sunset, because I always feel like it's like heaven's door just got opened up a little bit. And we get to see what it looks like on the other side. And to me, that really is what a sunset is all about. So always, you know, end your day off on a good note, end your week off on a good note. And then you get to start the new week fresh and ready and take every opportunity and obstacle as they come.
Izelle Huffman, thank you for being a light in my life. And I want to say that really, really, truly, honestly. You are a light in my life, and I think you are a light in so many people's lives. So I'm glad that you take the time to be one for yourself sometimes too.
It is important. Sometimes, you know, you can't, remember, we spoke about a couple of weeks back, your cup can't overflow to other people if it's empty. So it's important to take that time to fill up your own cup for yourself. Because when it is full, it's not just for yourself, but it's also for your loved ones and the people you surround yourself with. So take care, people out there. Take a lot of self-care, self-love. There's a difference between selfishness and self-love, and people need to know the difference as well. Taking time for yourself is not selfish. It's investing in yourself for yourself as well as for others. Have a fantastic, healthy, and blessed week, people. Eat your vegetables as always, and let me know what you think of this fantastic sticky chocolate pudding recipe.